Yohan Daf, Lamed Tes, Amed Beis. Omar Mar, Omar Lahem, Oymani, Ein Leit HaKona Ela Bishtau. Let us start from over here. A little after the middle of the Omid, Asus Rebbe had said, that ein loitakon ela bishtar nisyashti mitloini avdi ein loitakon ela bishtar. So the Gemara asked, "Vasanya Rabbi Omer, we learned on daf lamed chesamet beis, a person is magdish avdi. So Rabbi Omer, Omani afku noisin dmei atzay atzmai biyayf neishu kemei chaylai. Here the shaila is if bezn." If Hegdish is Bekoyach to be Meshach and Ebed, that was Hugdish. The Tanakhama held that they can only sell him to someone else, and that person can be Meshach. But they themselves are not Bekoyach to be Meshach. And the Rebbe says, Oymer ani afu naisin de meyatzmei v'yoyt meneshu kemoichelei. This is equivalent to Mecha. And since a person is magdish avdoi, so he's kaddish lidom of limacher, so they can make shichur also, because shichur is a process of selling him to himself. So it's not worse than any other mechira. So we see al kaponim that Rebbe holds that one does go out lecheires with kesef. And here Rebbe says ein leitakon elo bishtar. So the Gemara answers, Achitama, Oy b'kesef, Oy b'shtar. Really, an Eved can go out either with kesef or with shtar. But in this case, Nisyashti, Miploini Abdi, V'hai Pokalei Kaspei. But over here, the Odin does not have any bailus of kesef whatsoever. So here the Yitzhiyah can only be with shtar. He cannot have a yitzia of kesef if the odin does not have a mamonis the kabbalis. Let us see what Rashi says. Ein lo itakon ela bishtar ki isha hashta mashme the eved eini nita afilo bepidyon. A pidyon also won't help. So that the Gemara asked, why not? So then the Gemara says, oy bekesef, oy bishtar. Takanose shalevet. Do iskish pidin kesef lishta, do si vahavdei loy nivdoso, oichub shalei nitan lo. So just like shta helps, kesef will also help. Vahai da afkere pokalei kaspe, umayata ein loy takone ela bishta. Zit the Gemara weiter, so that what Rebbe holds, oi be kesef, oi bishta, that there's two oifanim, how whenever tnani can become a meshucha. So the Gemara says, Olafuki mahai tane. But this is not like this tane, like Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Kiva. V'sanya Rabbi Shimon oimer, b'shem Rabbi Kiva, yochel ye kesef goymer bo, kederech sheshta goymer bo. Rabbi Kiva had said, I would think that kesef is goymer, kesef brings a shichu, an emes shichu, a complete shichu, just like shtar is goyim abo. Amid loyma, vohof day, loy nevdoso, oiro kol apar shekulo, loloy chuposha, loy maloch, shtar goyim abo, then a kesef goyim abo. The pasuk says as follows, v'ish, ki yishkav es isha shichva zera bi shifcha mecherefes leish. That's a shifcha that's miyuedes miyuchedes leish. Vahavdei loy nivdoso oy chufsha loy nitan lo. We'll see, she wasn't completely nivde. Is therefore bikoyres tiye loy yumsu ki loy chuposha. So you have to be mevaka this inyan, even though we'll see there is some ishus, but there's not an ishus that is bekayach lechayvoy mise lo yumsu ki leichu pasha. So the pasuk starts off by saying that the shichor of this shitchach harufe was vahoftai, was either was the vahoftai lein nivdosa, was partially nivda with kesef, aichuf shalai nitan lo, or it was a partial shichor to a shtar shichor, it's a shivchor, so shtei adoinim, and one of them was mishachor to kesef or to shtar, is, so that is a shivcha chalupe, is, but if a person is boyula, is not chayev mise, yilechu posha, because she wasn't completely nishtacha. So, Rav Shimon, now, Bekiva Darshan from this posik, Yochel yei kesef goymabo, keder sheshtar goymabo, that kesef should bring a gemar cheiros, just like shtar, amalei me vahofte le nifdoso, veiro kol ha-parsha kuro leloi chuposho. Loi maloch, shtar goyma bo, ve'ein ha-kesef goyma bo. Namara si Rashi. Zogt Rashi, lafuki ma'itane, hodam rinin eved nita be-kesef, lafuki ma'itane, that is a tane that holds that through kesef he doesn't become a ben chayrin gomo. Yochel yei kesef goymer shichrura, that kesef should be goymer the shichrur av lafkiya mitei isa, should take off the isa kedeshus. So we learn out from this pasuk, oiro kol ha-parsha, kol mikro ha-parsha, the whole pasuk, oiro visuyoma leloichu posha. That means that the pasuk ends that the reason why there's no mise is because there was no shtar. Midaloiksiv loyumosu, since loyumsu, ki loyinufdosa, the pasuk does not say that they shouldn't die because she was nifta with kesef completely. Or she wasn't nishtachet to shtar. Elo ki leichufsha. Shmaminom ki nivdosa nami lo yumos. So we see from this pasuk, the pasuk says the only reason there's no ishes gemura is because a shtar wasn't given. So vice versa, but what is, if there was a yitzi of kesef, if there was no shtar, there will not be misa. Shmaminom ki nivdosa nami lo yumos. The aim be kedushin, mishameishus ish. There's no isareishus ish on this kedushin after kesef. Oyo v'loi nichtavlo get shicha. Since a get shicha was not written, so there's no misa. V'hochi kamakro. Now Rashi is going to explain the pasuk. V'hoftei loi nivdoso. This shivche pduya ve'enei pduya. She is partially podu. Hanechrefes le'ish. Now you have a shivcha that's partially kduya. Hanechefes lish. What does that mean? Kigoy. Shivcha knanis. We have a shivcha knanis. Chetzia shivcha. Vechetzia baschay. That means you have two adainim. One adain was meshacher, and one adain wasn't meshacher. That's vahovdei leinivdos. She was nifter, but not completely. Hanechefes lish. Hamaureses leevedivri. She's married to an Eved Ivri. She must be Shivcha or Baschayre. So on these issues of Shivcha or Harufe, the pasuk says, Abo Leo Bosh. So if a person was Bayul Ho, so he's Chayim and Osham. The Eloi Nivdos Aklal. So now we hear, Rashi says, we hear by three darkies. The Eloi Nivdos Aklal, if there wouldn't have been any sort of opinion, I mean, she's a posha to shivche in kanosha. And there will be a chiyavosha, because if she's a posha to shivche, there's no issues whatsoever to this Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri is mutabah, but there's no issues. So if there's no issues whatsoever, so then there's no chiyav shivche charuf, there's no chiyav kol. Ulekach huskiro pediyo, that's why the posuk speaks about that there was some sort of opinion. There was some sort of opinion. V'hov de lo nivdoso. Not because it was only a partial pigyon. That is why there's a chiyuv osham. V'loy mishum di nivdoso legamri yekudusher kedushin v'abola b'misa. The midah kosav sefer le'yumsu ki loichu pasha. Mashma oira din misasa b'chipush hashtar. If the posuk says there's no misa because there's no shtar, so the posuk is telling us there's only misa when there's shtar. Vafilu nivdasa kula, afilu should be completely nivde, ain ba misa, there's no misa. Because kesef is not mishacha. Vahadach siv loy nivdasa. So that what it says, loy nivdasa, why did it say she wasn't completely nivde? If afilu she was completely nivde, also, there's no chiyuv misa. Rebus hashmina. Therefore, gabdolai nivdosa kula, even though she wasn't nifting ganzen, elochetje. So that's what Hans tells a rebusa. That for a chiyuv osham, afilu achatzi pidyon is also sufficient in order to be mechayiv an osham. And then, Tzrigmor Fios, Oysa, Bekiva, Hold, Shtar, Goyma, Bo, Moitzia, Legamri, Bein, Mishibot, Bein, Miyisa, Bein, Kesef, Goyma, Bo, Deini, Moitzi, Elo, Midei, Shibot, it's only Moitzi, Midei, Shibot, Avoloi, Midei, Issa, Shifre, Sheik, Dushin, Taifsim, Bo, so therefore, there's only an issues of Shifcha, Charufe, not a issues of Aishas, Ish, because the kesef only is mafkiya the shibud, but it is not matter the isa kedeshus. The isa kedeshus exists by a shifcha. I'd like to be ma'oire rashtikul ha'oret. Rashi just told us three halachas. If you have an eved ivri that married a shifcha knanit, so he's not married, there's nothing, there's no issues. A shifcha knanis, hamadema lechamer, there's no issues in a shifcha knanis. So memeiles of a person will be boil her, it's garnished, megarnished. There's no issues whatsoever. If a person gave a shtar shicho, the other gave a shtar shicho to a shifcha, and then the Evan married her, so she's an ashes each. There's no isakadashis, kushnis taifis, she's an ashes each. If there was a Kinyan Kesef, so the Kinyan Kesef, Rashi says, accomplishes what? The Kinyan Kesef accomplishes that Tainai Maitzi Midei Shibut. Takes off the Kinyan, the Maitzi Midei Shibut. But it's the Lanisa. So that's why Yechai Vanosham. Now, Kan Shoyla Ben, what does Maitzi Midei Shibut have to do with the, what does Maitzi Midei Shibud have to do with Ishus? So she doesn't have to work, she doesn't have a Kinyan moment on her. But why we have here an in-between? It's Maitzi Midei Shibud, so in momentness it helps, so that is why there's an Ishus. But not an Ishus of Misa, an Ishus of Osham. Now what does Maitzi Midei Shibud have to do with Ishus? So I wanted to say, I found in Chiddush Erim al Torah, but the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perek Yedalet Halacha Yetes, writes as follows: Ein Ishus Ela LiYisrael. The whole concept of Ishus is only by Yisrael, oy la'akum ala akum, or a goy with a goyte, it's also Ishus. Avoloi la'avodim ala avodim, but not la'avodim ala avodim. That means an eved for the shifcha, there's no Ishus. A goy with a goyte, there is Ishus. Yisrael with Yisraelis is Ishus. I mean, there's Ishus by a goy. The Dovak B'ishtai, which was said to B'nai Noach, V'loi B'ishas Chavei, right? So a goy has Ishus. But a Eved with a Shivcha, there's no issues. And the Kiyar Sefer says, Vahim ki behemis, tafsi shulacham poyim achamel. His Lachayre is very difficult to understand. What is a Shivcha? What is an Eved? It's a Goy that was Nisala. Before they were Goyim, and then there was Mila and Tvila and Miktas Geiris. So Kozman, there was no Mila Tvila. So the Anoshim, the Kibbeishas. But now that they became, was Mila and Tvila, now they became Behemoths, and now there's no Ishas. How do we understand this? The Bisharim Alotayr and Sey Pashas Chayasara asks a similar kasha. We have another halacha where a goy seems to be better than an eved. A person had hayalei bonim begiyusoi v'nizgaya, so the man the Omer that holds that he's mekayim piyah v'rivya with his goyish son. An eved that had a child and he became a shulcha, he's not mekayim piyah v'rivya with the son that was an eved, because there's no yichus. I don't have a yichus. I'm a din of a chamer. A guy has yichus. Beladen ben beladen. It's his son. So how do we understand this? So l'chayre, the teretz to this kasha is that the gather of an eved is gufay koni, means that his whole atzmi is belongs to the adin. He's completely... The Odin possesses him. Gufay koni, the whole mahus. That's why he's called Amadim al-Khamer. That means he himself doesn't have any atzmius, because he's koni to the Odin. So the whole concept of Ishus, let's speak about an Eved with a Shivcha. The whole concept of Ishus is that the Ishus should be knuya to the other, to the Baal, or like Rashi says, nechefes, miyuedes, miyuchedes. There has to be some sort of chibur of kinyan to the husband. Ashifcha is gufe knuya to the other. So she can't, her atzmius cannot be konui to an eved. So there's no issues whatsoever. So what is moinea the issues to Emerson? There's two in yonah. Number one, she can't be a wife of an Eved Ivri, because she's a ganzen koni to her Odin. The gufoy koni makes that she can't have issues. And if we want to hear a meiridike raya to this yesod, there's a meiridike chedushay haran in Sanhedrin. Nandachman zay, the ran is mevaya, a Yisroel, if he was Koivish and Isha, Yefastoya, so he's meant to be Yefastoya, Aishas Yefastoya, Afilu Aishas Ish. Afilu she's an Aishas Ish. Yid is meant to be Yefastoya. A guy, the Hezmul Chomet, and was Koivish and Yefastoya, Zikteran, he's also the Aishas Ish. You can't take an Aishas Ish. This guy, a guy is meant to be an Aishas Ish. So there's a fast player that's married to a goy, he can't take her. So the chilek eran, what is the chilek between a yid and a goy? A yid is mutter be a fast player, for she's an eishus ish. A goy is also. So the ran, a mir de kezach. Shehakusim, when a goy is koivish a fast player, ein zeichen eilu beilu, atem koinim mehem, ve ein So when a goy gets a yefastoya, ein zeichin eilu beilu liknois kinyin haguf zeboze. He doesn't have a kinyin haguf. Um mishimachi asurim be yefastoya. Davi eish dakati ave eishus hakusi chaveiroi. That means when I'm koivish on the mulchome, kibush mulchome, I get a kinyin maise yadayim in her. But I don't have a kinyin haguf. If I don't have a kinyin haguf, so she's still the other guy's wife. So I can take it. She's an Eishas Ish. Avol Yisroel heim b'nei kibush, shekoyv shim esakusim kinyin aguf,
והן מומן של נער ימיים, זה תהיה בקיני גוף, ונפקע מהם תרס אישוס ומוטו ללוק לישה. So her whole אישוס to a previous husband disappears. You can't be his wife if you're coming to me. So kinyan ha-guf can be mafkiya a previous issues. That's what the Ran says over there, because now you're coming to me. She can't be his wife. My kinyan is a steer to be his wife. So avadu givismo will clear a shayla, could a shivcha ever become a wife of someone? Tichanit, you can't become Yanim's wife. You're coming to me. So the kinyan that the other possesses, that kinyan is a sibe that a shivcha can never marry anyone. That's what I'm a demelechamel. She doesn't have any atzmias. Everything belongs to the other. Shteitin posek amoyre b'kizach, according to Rav Shimon. That what will be the din if she's not konui legamri to the other? There was a partial hafkoa with kesef. Now, kesef does not work at all with isurim, but kesef works with mamon. So the kinyan mamon, a chelik of the kinyan mamon, a chelik of the kinyan aguf became nifka. So now we have a very interesting shivche. The shivche mitzad kinyan, well, she's not completely konik. P'duya v'ena p'duya. That means a chelik of the shivcha does not belong to another. There's no kinyan aguf. So memele ligabe this chelik. So an eved can get a kinyan in her. An eved can get a kinyan in her. Okay? And that chelik she can be mine. Afilu in ganzen, the in ganzen paydar. Also, there will not be an ashes each because there's a kinyan issa. The issa kedashis is mafkiya that she's a lavas misis kedushin because she's a heft of kedashis, which is kedashis is a stira of the ishes. So I'll copon him, but the posik pinpointed it, but there is some sort of ishes over here. There was chal epis on ishes because she's now completely coming to the other. This ishes is called the ishes of a shivcha charufa. And if a person was bela shivcha charufa, there's a chiv osho. This is an ishes, it's not a complete ishes. So there's no chiv misa, that's not called eshes rayayu, because the isa is still ma'akev the ishes. But le'idach isa, but the kinyan is not ma'akev the ishes. So there is, so the Torah was mechadish on this chal an ishes garua. An ishes garua is chayev anosha. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar Rami Bar Chome, Omar Rav Nachman, Halacha ke Rav Shimon. We pasken like Rav Shimon that kesef is not goyman. Rav Yosef Bar Chome, Omar Rav Yochanan, ain't Halacha ke Rav Shimon. We don't pasken like Rav Shimon, we pasken like Rebbe, but it is goyman. Ashkechei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Le Rabbe Bar Shiles, Rabbe Koi Apischa de Beit Fila. He was standing by the door of the shul. Amalei Halacha Yein Halacha. No, what do you say? We paskin like Rav Shimon. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. Amalei Ani Omer Ein Halacha. I hold Ein Halacha. We don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi. But you know, the Rabbonon, the Osu Mimechuse Omri, the Rabbonon that came from Bovel, they told me, Omar Rav Zeire, Mishmei Rav Nachman, Halacha. They said, we do Paschal like Rav Shimon. No, to fight with Rav Nachman, I don't feel I'm the same caliber of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, ain't Halacha. But I wanted to do some research. Riyasoi L'Sura. When I came to Sura, so that I thought, now we're going to find out really what Rav Nachman had said. Ashkachtel Rav Chiya Barabin. So I found Rav Chiya Barabin. Omri Leis, I told them, Eimele Yizi, I have a good of the Hechiyah. Tell me this Maisa with Rav Nachman that they say Rav Nachman paskin like Rav Shimon. Om Ali, there was a Maisa like this. Tahi Amse, there was a Shifcha Knanis, that have a Mora Shrimera. Her Odin was sick, he's very sick. Osye Bochye Kameh, so she started crying. Omrolei, at Emes Tishtabit Vitezel Hitz, how long it will be a Shifra? You're dying now, fatig, then you can go over to your kids. It says, how long do I have to be a Shifra? So it seems Hatir's accomplished something. Shokol Kumsei, so he took his hat, shot a boy, threw it to her, Omalo Zilkni Ho Ukni Nafshav. Should be kind of my hat, and you should be kind of yourself. And we'll see soon what he had meant to do. This was, we'll see what he meant to do. Also, the Kamei de Rav Nachman. Fine, and then he died without a hat in his stomach. Also, the Kamei de Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman. Amar Lohu, so they asked, now what happened over here? Loi also v'loiklum. Loi also v'loiklum. Man v'chosamel, no, that was the Hirdish Islet, that he was Meshacha, but wasn't with a star, wasn't a hat. See, and as a Mamela, so man v'chose, so va, Mishim d'alochi k'Rav Shimon. Oh, that's Rav Nachman. Because we pass in like Rav Shimon, so she's not a Meshucha, so we see Rashi says, Klop. Osam Leklum doesn't mean that it's a Kinyan moment. No Kinyan moment anymore. But Osam Leklum Agabi Issa, there's still a Kinyan Issa. That's how the world understood Pshat Rav Nachman. Velohi, that's not Pshat Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman never paskin like Rav Shimon. No one paskins at Rav Shimon. Mshum Dahava Lekelov Shal Makne. Because this was, now this Yitzhiya was a Yitzhiya of Chalipim. And there's a machlokes, Rav and Levi, if you need Caleb Shulkaina, Caleb Shamakne. And let us just say one word to understand a little bit what's flying here. There's a machlokes in Kinya Chalipin, Shalop Ishnali Venosun L'Rayehu. Who gave who the Nal? Did the boys give the Goyel the Nal, or did the Goyel give boys the Nal? Now, if boys gave the Goyel the Nal, so that means that's Caleb Shulkaina. He wanted to be kinder from the Goyel, so he gave him his Nal. If the Goyel gave Boyers the Nal, so that's Caleb Shamakna. But how does Caleb Shamakna work? Caleb Shamakna works that Bahu Hano, that Boyers was Mekabel, the Nal of the Goyel, so he gave him, the Goyel gave Boyers a Nal. Boyers gave the Goyel Hano. And for the Hano that he's giving him, we're making Chalipin. So if you hold Caleb Shalmakne by helps by Chalipin, so the Chalipin is, it's the Kinyan Chalipin works, but the Koine is giving the Makne. But if it's Caleb Shalkoine, so the Koine gives a Kaili to the Makne. If it's Caleb Shalmakne, so the Koine is giving a Hano to the Makne. And for this Hano is being Maknam, whatever it is. So Lamaise, when this Adon gave her the Kumse, and Lamaise, she was Mekabel the Kumse, so she was Mahane, the Adon by being Mekabel the Kumse. So this is equivalent, Chalipin is equivalent to Kesef, it's Ma'ein Kinyan Kesef. So if you can make Chalipin with Hano, that's a shout. There is such a busig of Chalipin. So everyone thought that Fakel, that's a good Chalipin. The problem isn't Chalipin. So why did Rav Nachman say Layosa v'Layklum? Because we pass Kalitz Rav Shimon, so the males, there's still a Kinyanisa. No, but in Emerson, that's not pshat. Rav Nachman never meant that. Rav Nachman said we don't pass in. Like Levi, that Caleb Shomakne, so we pass from Caleb Shomakne, so that what she gave him Ano is nothing, that's not Kinyan Chalipin, it's nothing. So in the middle, that's why Leosa v'Leiklum, and Mamish Gonish Megonish. Not only is she not only the Kinyan Issa was a Nifka, the Kinyan Mamon also was a Nifka. So in the middle, so that is what, that's what Rabbi Bashilus found out. Now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi. Amalei, ani heyisi yoyim ma'ein aloche. I held personally, that we don't pass on like Rabbi Shimon. We hold that Kesef is goyma, just like Shtar. Rabbon and Dorsi, they said over from Rabbi Nachman. Nech kul olai, Omru, the Rabbi Zeir, Mishmer, the Rabbi Nachman, Omer Halacha. We do paskin like Rabbi Shimon. So when I went to Sur, I wanted to get to Vimimavar this once and for all. Ashkachtein. So I found Rabbi Chiya Baruch. Emele Izi, Gufa de Uvda de Rav Nachman, the Meiser of Nachman, the Shemini Menod Oma Halacha. Hey, Chiya, what was the story? Rav Nachman said that Halacha ke Rav Shimon. Shokol Kumsei Koivoi. He took his hat. Man de Chose Sova. So the one who saw this whole ma'ase, so he had mishum the halachic corruption. Sha'ayu svurim, these people who witnessed this, they held sha'elu chalipin heim. This is chalipin. That means kelov shalmakne is also chalipin. Bekinyin suda, the kaine ki kaser. That suda is kaine like kaser is kaine. Tersiv ish nalot. And that what Rav Nachman said, that's what he means. He didn't accomplish anything to be matter to Israel. If it's a good chalip and a chalip is like kesef, he accomplished something. Legabe the Kenyan Shibud, but Legabe the Kenyanis, he didn't accomplish anything. Velohi, but it's not true. Velohi haida amali Rav Nachman amar halacha. That's what they're telling me. Rav Nachman said halacha kam shimen nishkeshtayin nishkefloidim. Elain halacha kama. Kida amina midatoi, he holds ain halacha like I hold ain halacha. Ubaha, this is the wash the Rishash's gives. Ubaha, and in this case, and it was a kumse, so my mele, afmi di shibid la yatsos. So if it didn't help even lagabi shibid also. Yeah. Ba'avle kelob shal makne, the kamla beperik azov, the hilchus of kerav, ba'ma be kelob shal kaine. And Rav says kelob shal kaine. So Rashi asks now a new kasha. Okay, Rashi, let's just be mavar of this maisa that let her become ois shivche als divrei shivmera. So Rashi says there was no divrei shivmera. Now the tool says divrei shivmera would help on the kinyan moment. And the Lamaisa was saying now that nothing happened, that the Kinyan Mama was a Nifka. So Rashi is Takash, a lot of Divrei Shrimmer, Al Kaponim, there's Divrei Shrimmer over here, he was a Shrimmer. So Rashi says, Shalei Tziva, Kemaisa, Lebonov, Laknoisa, Latzma. He never told his children that they should, that he wanted to be Laknoisa, Latzma. The matna shchimra. This is not called the shchimra. He was a shchimra. Ela bekinyan zeh is kavla shachar v'reihu tois. That means there was no tzivoy. Divrei shchimra means he's telling someone what he wants. So the divrei shchimra, it's a huama v'yehi. Divrei shchimra kichsum v'mesum. I mean, he's not telling. He's doing. He's making a ma'ase kinyan, which doesn't help. Let us see taisvis. Amalem li'osav le'klub. Perish Pekutre, Sarashi says, Mishum Divrei Shriv Meram, Mishum Divrei Shriv Meram, Mishum Divrei Shriv Meram, Mishum Divrei Shriv Meram, there's no Divrei Shriv over here, Shalai Tzivo, he wasn't Mitzabe, Kemaisa Lebonov, Laknaisa Laatzma, Ela Bekin Yizden is Kam Lashacha, Berei Hu Tois. So Taisvi says, it's not a cash in the Teretz, that means the whole halacha of divrei shivmera kirsum mesurim dami is that he gives away all his money. So now I see that he's giving it machmas misa. He thinks he's going to die. So then there's a din of divrei shivmera kirsum mesurim dami. But if a person gives away one thing, so he's not healthy, but I have no guy who's giving it. So he's not giving it away because he thinks he's going to die. That's the whole din the breshchimra, if he gives kol nechosa, then there's a din that it's chal, kechsuv mesurim. But if he gives away a mitzvah of his nechosa, that is a din of a matnas bori, and you need a ma'is kinyan. So the kasha finds of nishtam. No, the Rashi should have asked, "Ula mitzvah kam divrei meis ikel idmuye imoye kamois labonu." That means the kasha that Rashi asked, let us say mitzvah kam divrei meis, and that Rashi answer should have answered, it's not kamois. He was not talking to his children. Mishum davalei kelev shamak alim hoya kelev shalkayne. What if it was kelev shalkayne? He says, "I chatzma b'chalip," and then she would be kind herself. And then we pass to like Rabbi Lagamri. The sign you have had you by Kama the Kedushin. The Eved Knani Nikne Bachalipin. It could be coin an Eved Knani Bachalipin. Mishum the Chalipin Doma Le Kesef. Kaleich of the Kesef Koni Chalipin Nami Komi. Lamami Isha Mishum the Poros Mishav Atrutu Lama Knai Nafshe Kedoma Bareish Kedushin. Aber Al Kaponim, so just like the Gemara says in Kedushin, that he could be koin and Eved Knani with Chalipin, so Eved Knani, because it's similar to Kesef, so who adin, and Eved Knani could be paid themselves to Chalipin, because it's similar to Kesef. Umikan, yesh lohi chiyak. So from Agam of Yerai, Belochi Kerav, Doma Bekelev Shalkoina, because we have the psak of Rav Nachman, that said, Le'om of Leikum, because it was Kelev Shalmak. But another raya that we don't paskin like Levi, but we paskin Kelev Shalkoine, and Rinan Hossam, Bemone the Kosher Limiknayebo, it says in the stories, if in the star it is mentioned that they made a Kinya Chalipin, the Konina Mine, Bemone the Kosher Limiknayebo, so to be kinder with, Lafuki mid the Levi, should have said b'monu de kosher le'aknuyei bei. If you have kelov shel makna, it's not le'miknaya bei, it's le'aknuyei bei. So the Gemara is medayik from this. L'afuk midalevi. So memela. So we see fakel. That's the nusach of ashta le'miknaya bei. So memela. So another guy we don't pass on like lake. Like domi lahodem ona v'perka megarish to askin. Rav, it would be better Rav. Asking Rav, miyoyme denan ulalom, that Rav said you should write in a shtar, and again, that it should be chal from now, mahayoyim. Mafuki me Rav Yoisi domar zman eishar shtar mechiyach olof, that you don't have to write mahayoyim. That would you write the date, so he's writing the date to tell us why it should be chal now. Aval gav the Rav gufei posik kebosei bahi pirke. So l'chayre, so you see from the Nusach Ashtar is no raya that you don't pass on with Rabbi Yossi. That passkins like Rabbi Yossi, that's manish Ashtar mechiyach olov, that what? That it's mehayoyim. And the same Rab says, you have to write the Ashtar, meyoyim edina. So it doesn't mean no pass on with Rabbi Yossi. So what's the raya? Taka we write in the Ashtar, b'monet, the kosher, like lemiknaya, but it could be like nuyebech. I mean, it seems whatever the nusach and the shtar does not necessarily show how we pass on the halacha. So Tosfos says the hosam shufra the shtar is kinder. You want to make it should be mefuret and the shtar. Not you should be medayik zman ishur shtar mechiyach olav. But say beferes in the shtar that the kinyan is chal meayayim. Aval hoche, lemandor, oma, kelev, shal makna, lemahani, be kelev, shal koine. So, memele, so if he wrote, lemiknaya boy, so they saying in other words that kelev, shal koine is good, so that's the biggest right, kelev, shal makna is no good. Bekuntas pirish bazo, the levi doma be kelev, shal makna, koshkem be kelev, shal koine. That means, l'chayre, we don't have the schashi, yagavuch, and bad metziyah, but al kaponim, l'chayre, the schashi is very geshmak. We mentioned before, kelev shamakna means the kinyan's with the hano. So Rashi says, very good. So Levi was machadish, that the koina doesn't have to give a keli to the makne. He gives a hano to the makne through the kabbalas of the keli of the makne. That's also sufficient. So Rashi says in Bob Mitzvah that if you give a hano is good. If you give a keli of avgivis is good. Hano habo mitoich kabbalas keli is called giving. So a keli of avgivis is called giving. That's what Rashi says. In Taisus is chaylik veinir. The kivin the omar. The Goyel Nosan Laboyis, if according to Levi, the story is speaking about that the Goyel gave the boys, Le Mahani Ela Binyan Zeh. So it has to be, like it says in the Pasuk, you can't deviate from what the Pasuk says. Kamayla Rav Nachman, Doma Peirilei Ovdi Chalipin. Peirilei Ovdi Chalipin, that's what Rav Nachman says. Mishum, the Binyan Dum Yedinaloi. Now, let's say, Vlemrin and the Hoyle the Klisha of a Plutekoni, Koshkan Perishom Elev Zuz, Lika no Tvei de Gomer Amakni. So if you'll be starting saying Svoris, you'll start saying Svor. Well, the Pasuk says, even now that's worth a Plut is good. If you give Peris, you give a case of watermelons, that's worth $20, it's either good. We don't say this. The Gemara says Periloy of the Chalipin, because you need Dum Yedinal. So you see the Pasuk, the way the Pasuk was written, that's the only way you can make Chalipin. So Memele, so the Abtai Taisus is Chalik and Rashi. L'chaira l'oira Basi, l'chaira this, that's a big Chalik. L'chaira, it could be, that what Rashi says, that Caleb Shalkain is good, because there's packets of Svore. Madach, the Hano of the Kain is good, if he's only giving Hano, Abadi gives when he gives a keli. That what Taisus says that you can't say Sforis because Peiris Shovim Elef is no good. And now that's a Shavaputa is good. There's a different cheshbon because Chalipin does not work with Shavius, with values. Chalipin works with Chashivis. That's Mavu in the Sugi over there. A keli has a chashivis, you do something with it, a fruit, it can rot, a fruit is eaten up, so in chashivis, a keli shavapruta is more chashuv than 20 watermelons. That's why, if your old nal is dafka keli, so watermelons won't be good. But it's about rashi l'chayre, not a tukin exeris akosa. If I know, That is Suda, Kni Almanas Lahaknei, Sabai says it's Kalev Shel Kain.